This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. In a new book called One Market Under God, leftist social critic Thomas F. Frank gives new meaning to the by now familiar slogan, "It's the economy, stupid." Book critic Maureen Corrigan has a review.
I've devoted my life to the study of literature for lots of reasons, and one of those reasons is that I'm afraid of math. Whenever anyone begins talking about mortgage rates or mutual funds, I go into brain lock. So I'm not the kind of person who ordinarily would be interested in a book about the current economy, or more precisely, a climate of thought about the current economy. Except the book in question, called One Market Under God, is by Thomas Frank, a founding editor of that smart, literate magazine of social criticism, The Baffler. Frank is a thoughtful and impassioned observer of his own time. In the great Anglo-American tradition of outraged sages like William Cobbett, Thomas Carlyle, Twain, and Mencken, Frank understands that wit can be the greatest ally of anger. In One Market Under God, the target of Frank's anger is what he calls pro-corporate market populism. The arrogant notion, he says, that markets express the popular will of the people more articulately and more fairly than do mere elections. In the new economy of the 1990s, according to Frank's bemused take on things, markets are seen as the friend of the little guy. Zillionaire entrepreneurs like Bill Gates are hailed as lovable outcasts, and the New York Stock Exchange has become the house of the people, a place whose invitations of affluence are now extended to small investors, like those emblematic Beardstown ladies. All that age-old nonsense about class conflict, Frank Riley says, has disappeared in this brave new economy. Liberated workers are supposedly being empowered by their personal computers and the booming stock market. They no longer need pension funds or unions or government regulations. When those same workers are downsized out of their jobs, they're encouraged by the pop therapeutic culture to see unemployment as an opportunity to engage in a search for personal authenticity. To criticize market populism is to run the risk of being labeled a cynic, an egghead, or an anti-democratic elitist. Frank deftly repels all those barbs with his abundant reason and gallows humor. The new economy of the 1990s, he drolly comments, produced a populism of acquiescence in which endless salutes to the people's power covered the people's growing powerlessness, in which constant talk of popular wisdom served mainly to justify the ever-widening gap between rich and poor. It was a 1930s without the New Deal, all CAPRA, no CIO. Frank's argument in One Market Under God is so rich and provocative that any quick overview like this runs the risk of dumbing the book down and drying it out. He devotes chapters to incisive discussions of how he thinks this radical political shift in attitude toward big business came to be. He surveys the contemporary literature of management theory that enthuses about the corporate soul and promotes superficial employee freedoms like casual dress codes and pet-friendly offices. Frank has a lot of fun, in a horrified sort of way, analyzing the new populist-era business ads on TV that use 1960s rock soundtracks to legitimate their company's rebel status, as well as images of children and indigenous peoples to attest to their genuineness. Looking closely at events like the Microsoft antitrust case and the World Trade Organization protests in Seattle, Frank characterizes as topsy-turvy the logic that rendered the opponents of big business in those cases, specifically the Justice Department and labor unions, as elitist defenders of special interests. And in Withering Screeds, Frank claims that most journalists and academic intellectuals, particularly the cultural studies crowd who like to fancy themselves as resistant to dominant ideologies, have become little more than pod people propagandists for the new gospel of market populism. According to that gospel, which Frank dissects, the marketplace offers a more perfect vision of democracy, and the goal of business is service and universal affluence. Uh-huh. Like I said before, I'm not a numbers person. But Frank has me convinced that something here doesn't add up.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed One Market Under God by Thomas Frank. Coming up, Robert Moog, inventor of the Moog synthesizer. This is Fresh Air.